Wow, somebody really, really is watching us now. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
And as always, it's good to be back in studio. And of course, you might be able to tell today, we may sound a little better, hopefully. We're in a studio together instead of by Skype. And to me, it sounds a little better.
Yeah, you look so much more realistic here than you do on that little picture in the box.
That's it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of looking different, we've got another fun thing happening. Now, if you've listened to our program for any length of time, you know that every once in a while we say that we could just do Friday program or a Monday program by going to the White House's webpage and seeing what new things have been put up as executive orders, because that's usually when the Obama administration releases any executive order that really has a sea change in the way business is done in this nation. And this last Friday was no exception. You see, Big Sis is at it again. And if you've listened to any of our other programs this week, you understand we're talking about Big Sis. We're talking about Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Boy, I love that name. It's so mid-1930s. <Yeah. laughs> Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano. Yes, that's right, Big Sis. She's in the middle of the latest executive order from President Barack Obama. What is this executive order? Well, this executive order is specifically establishing the White House Homeland Security Partnership Council. You know, Chuck, on the face of it, that sounds very much like it's well within the bounds of the legitimacy of an executive order, because an executive order, which is issued by the President of the United States, is supposed to be for the administration of the federal executive branch of government. That would include the White House, and that would include the Department of Homeland Security and how they interact with each other.
Right.
But since this is the Obama administration, and since they can't let a good opportunity go to waste, this one kind of, shall we say, breaks loose from the fetters of the constitutional change, which should be binding it.
As far as this White House and the previous one are concerned, the Constitution is a null and void, anachronistic document because of the Patriot Act. You see, we amended the Constitution by means of the Patriot Act. And the courts all agree that it's A-okay, even though that is completely outside the boundaries of how the Constitution is to be modified.
But wait, Chuck. Now, the Patriot Act is a statute. It was passed by Congress and signed into law by then-President Bush. Isn't there something in the Constitution that gives you kind of a hierarchy of which one's more important than the other?
Well, sure. There's the Supremacy Clause. Now, there's a problem. And that's in, by the way, in Article 6. There's a little problem with the Supremacy Clause, and the Supremacy Clause only holds for those laws which are within the bounds of the enumerated powers, which is Article 1, Section 8.
So, in other words, if they can get them outside the enumerated powers, then the Supremacy Clause doesn't matter, and therefore they can do whatever they want to. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's current thinking. That's
yes,
not the
that's
constitutional
right. It's a modern
thinking.
Way of interpreting
that's the modern interpretation that anything that the Constitution is silent to means we get to run headlong willy-nilly and do whatever we feel like as a federal government.
And you're absolutely right. That is the current way of thinking about it. Because the Constitution doesn't address it directly, therefore, we can do anything we want. And of course, what the Constitution itself says in Amendment 10 is that if we forgot to mention anything, you don't get to do that either.
That's right. It basically says that the powers not specifically granted to the Congress by the Constitution, nor prohibited to the states by the same document, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. In other words, if we haven't told you you can do it, and we haven't told anybody else they can't do it, therefore, you can't do it, federal government.
And Amendment 9 also backs this up in that insofar as it says, basically, if we didn't name a right specifically, but it is held by the people, it continues to be held by the people.
That's right. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is why learning your Constitution and learning how all of these various clauses and phrases is like conjunction junction, how they all go together. First of all, Chuck, speaking of Article 6, I thought that's what you were going to say, was it only works if you understand in the English grammar.
Well, that's
and conjunctions and how certain things like semicolons work. in relation to a list of enumerated issues.
And that's part of it, too. One of the things about dumbing down education is that people can no longer really do any real interpretation of the language because they don't understand the parts of speech.
Absolutely.
And that has been an ongoing thing. We talked earlier in the week about education and how things have broken down. And essentially, one of the things we came up with was that the poisonous organism was administered in the 50s. The fever caught on in the 60s, really took hold in the 70s, and in the 80s, the end stage of the disease began to be felt, and by the 1990s, the patient was dead. With the signing of certain acts, school to work, and No Child Left Behind, essentially, education is completely in the hands of the federal government, and it's completely in the hands of unelected bureaucrats who have essentially decided to turn the power of the educational system to paying homage to the federal government and its power, and denigrating state and local control of issues. And little by little by little, we find ourselves where we go through things here in Westerville, and this isn't really what we're talking about today, but here in Westerville, we hear people saying, well, you know, our state funding system is unconstitutional, and therefore we need more federal and state money to pour into the districts. Well, where does that money come from, Barry?
Well, it comes from you, the taxpayer, because that's the only place it can come from.
So essentially, it's instead of stealing directly out of my pocket, they're just going to steal out of my wallet.
Well, yes, of course. They want to have somebody else reach in your pocket, but they get the in it. So.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's interesting you brought up this state and local issue, because that's what this keys
that's
in
crux.
on this issue with the new executive order, which was just released last Friday. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's another Friday afternoon drive-by by the Obama administration, establishing the White House Homeland Security Partnership Council. Well, that all sounds wonderful. It sounds like they're doing this in order to kind of clean up and administer things at the federal government level. Ah, contraire, mon frère. Yes, I do know a little French. But if you go into the actual executive order and you read carefully, and you don't have to read very far, it's in the first section, ladies and gentlemen, under the word policy. And whenever you see the word policy, you know something's up. Because usually, executive orders are just, we don't have employees taking break times after 3 p.m. or the smoking section will be 25 feet away from the back door. You know, those are the type of things. But this is what it says. And I quote from the executive order. It says, the purpose of this order is to maximize the federal government's ability to develop local partnerships in the United States to support Homeland Security priorities, which are unnamed in this document. Partnerships are collaborative working relationships in which the goals, structure, and roles and responsibilities of the relationships are mutually determined. Now, Chuck, anybody who believes that for a moment is going to actually hold, I've got some very lovely swampland in Florida to sell them.
Okay, that's the part that they expect the news media to read and go, oh, this doesn't sound so bad. The part that they didn't expect anybody to read because, let's face it, journalists are lazy.
Well, yes.
And they'll take anything that's fed to them by an administration that they agree with. Go down to under policy, section C.
Okay, but wait, before we even get there, so that people don't think this is the federal government talking to just local government entities like your various city councils or township trustees to figure out how best do we implement these policies. This is what it says. It says here that they're going to do all these things, including broaden investments to achieve shared goals, which means bribe somebody to do what we want.
Yes.
And so they're going to do these partnerships, and here's what the National Security Strategy, this is under Section 1 policy, it's in Paragraph 2, it says the National Security Strategy emphasizes the importance of partnerships, underscoring that to keep our nation safe, quote, we must tap the ingenuity outside government through strategic partnerships with the private sector, non-governmental organizations, foundations, and community-based organizations. Such partnerships are critical to U.S. success at home and abroad, and we will support them through enhanced opportunities for engagement.
Community-based organizations, you mean like ACORN?
That would be what I'm thinking, but it also means that they are going to use this as a means to reach in and find out what things like nonprofit organizations are doing
exactly.
To get around some of the roadblocks that have been put up by law to protect these nonprofit organizations from having to disclose certain things like their donors, etc. This is an end run around that for national security purposes
yep.
Which means that they throw up the red flag on anybody who would argue against this because, well, this is a matter of national security. Now, and it says here, specifically that these partnerships will support them through enhanced opportunities for engagement, coordination, transparency, there's the kick word, and information sharing. Now, Chuck, if I looked at a non-governmental organization like, Amazon.com or Google or Facebook or any other organization, the government wants them to be transparent and share their information with Big Sis.
Well, you know who they really mean, though, by NGO is groups like ICLEI.
That would be as okay. Well. We've talked about that.
If you've heard any of our shows where we talked about ICLEI with Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center, ICLEI is an organization which basically is working inside local government to strip you of your property rights. There's no other way to put it. ICLEI is basically working to make sure that you don't actually own property, that you are merely the holder under the true owner, the feudal owner, which is the local government and the state government. And the fact is that you are being stripped of your ability to use your property for what you want to be able to use it for in favor of quote-unquote planned use. Now, what ICLEI would be doing would be essentially turning in people who have been, shall we say, in opposition to some of ICLEI's plans. They
sure.
would take names and information at local meetings where citizens show up to protest the stealing of their land by local officials, and they would make sure that Homeland Security would know who they are. The UN has a number of these NGOs. In fact, if you read anything, for instance, the book Plundered by Dr. Michael Kaufman has lists and lists and lists and lists of these NGOs, things by Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center, and that's AmericanPolicy.org. You can find out who some of these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, are. And they are generally well-funded. They're funded by these foundations that are also on this list. They are there to implement federal policy and global policy. They are very often UN sub-agencies.
Yes, they are.
And this is why this kind of thing is dangerous, and it's there if you know how to read it in this document.
Well, there's one other thing in this document that's still in the policy section we haven't read yet, but we've got to get to, because, Chuck, this is kind of the coup de grace. It says, this approach recognizes that, given the complexities and range of challenges, we must institutionalize an all-of-nation effort to address the evolving threats to the United States. So in other words, anybody who will not submit to the federal government in this is, in effect, going to be considered a terrorist organization under the Patriot Act.
Exactly. And this is a glaring symbol of where the all-of-nation effort to address the true evolving threat. And the true evolving threat is the federal government itself.
Yes, in the guise of many of these executive orders.
Exactly.
Which, first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, an executive order is just to allow the cleaner administration inside the federal executive branch. This reaches out to cover basically every type of organization in the country under the auspices of something that they have no business doing.
We're going to get short on time, but to discuss who runs this thing, they use all the magic words, collaboration, partnership, local government, blah, 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 to show you why that's false and why this is a dictatorial effort. Let's look at the steering committee.
Oh, of course. It's the heads, deputy agency head level of...
Or designee of...
19 different federal departments.
And they're all, every one of them, federal.
Yes, every last one. State, Treasury, Defense, Justice, Interior, Ag, Commerce, Labor, HHS, HUD, Transportation, Energy, Education, Veterans Affairs, Homeland Security, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence.
The National Intelligence Agency.
And funny how we just talked yesterday about the Secret Service wanting people to report via Twitter any tweets that happen to be of concern.
Yes. But look at the line under that. At EPA. The invitation of the chair, representatives of agencies not listed in subsection C of this section or other executive branch entities may attend and participate in steering committee meetings. Where are the local membership?
There are none.
There's not even a designated chair for any state, local, regional, anything like that. This is not a collaborative effort. This is top-down, dictatorial. We're going to decide what gets done. And we're going to tell you what information is to be released, and you are going to release it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever taken one of our Constitution classes or you've ever read Richard Mack's books about the county sheriff, that somehow that would act as a bastion against this, if you read Section 2 about the council, it says that it's established to foster local partnerships between the federal government and the private sector, NGOs, foundations, community-based organizations, and state, local, tribal, and territorial government and law enforcement. In other words, they're not leaving any stone unturned with this council. Honestly, Chuck, the words star chamber seem to be ringing in my head.
That's exactly what we're talking about here. It's a star chamber. Well, Barry, as always, when we just start really getting rolling, we are out of time.
So, ladies and gentlemen, keep your eyes and ears open, because this EO about the Homeland Security Partnership Council, we'll see that if next Tuesday brings a change of administration, if they keep this or they repeal it. It'll be interesting to see what
happens. That'll be one of the litmus tests, won't it, Barry?
Yes, it will very much be a litmus test, ladies and gentlemen, as to the veracity of the claims of certain candidates.
Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.